countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another amazing episode on the silsila, The Life of the Chosen One. I will urge you, as our Bapa Jan continuously encourages us, to make as many good intentions as you can. For example, I will listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I will diarize the important points and try to practice upon them. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, and other Muslims in my society. In this way, whatever other good intentions you can think of, make it now, to gain maximum thawab and rewards. Indeed, there are countless of benefits for those who recite abundant amounts of durood e pak or salawat or salutations upon the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful hadith, the summary of which is that our beloved master, the cream of creation, the cause of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated that the person who recites durood e pak or salawat, the salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, increase in your recitation of durood e pak and salawat to gain maximum thawab and rewards, inshallah, azza wa jal. For those dear viewers and listeners who joined us in the previous episode of this silsila, we had touched on the zulm and the oppression that was meted out by the disbelievers amongst the believers, or against the believers and the Muslims, what oppression they went through. Physical oppression, verbal oppression, psychological, mental oppression and zulm, yet they remained their iman and their faith intact. They never gave it up. And also we had touched on the bay'at of Aqaba, the pledge of allegiance that Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan took on the blessed hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will sacrifice their lives, they will sacrifice their property, their wealth, their blood, everything for the cause of Islam, for the cause and mission of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to protect him and to protect Islam as well. And we must make this our mindset. Whatever happens, our deen comes first, our Islam comes first. Before I am a doctor, before I'm a lawyer, an accountant, anything, I'm a Muslim first. Therefore, sacrifice for our deen is part of Islam as well. Today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we're going to continue from there. And we will continue with the hijrah, or the migration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madinatul Munawwarah, zadahullahu sharafu wa ta'zima. Now, after a certain conference had taken place, the archangel Jibra'il ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam descended and told the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that a command has come from Allah azza wa jal, that, O my beloved Prophet, do not lay on your bed tonight. This is the night when you will perform hijrat and migration to Medina. Wow. This command came from Allah azza wa jal via Jibra'il ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam. Immediately, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam proceeded to the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This happened at midday. He entered and said, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, make sure the house is empty. We need some privacy. I need to discuss something very important with you. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's nobody present here besides your wife. That is Ummul Mu'mineen, mother of the believers, our mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr, my Lord Azza wa Jal has allowed me to perform hijrah. has allowed me to perform the migration. The Sahabi.
At that time, Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha was in the nikah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Absolutely. Was his blessed wife, our beloved mother as well. Then imagine, before the Hijrah. In fact, the Hijrah is going to take place now. And so, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu requests Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please take me with you on this Hijrah, on this migration. He's requesting. And thereafter, he offered Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam two camels for the purpose of this Hijrah, to make it easy for him. In fact, it is mentioned that these camels, 4 months before the Hijrah, he was already preparing. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was already preparing two camels 4 months before, feeding them and getting them ready for the Hijrah itself. Subhanallah. So he was waiting actually. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please take me with you on this migration, on this Hijrah. And also, I prepared two camels for you. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will accept it on the condition that I will buy it from you.
Subhanallah.
So he insisted. Then Abu Bakr
Siddiq Look at the justice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mercy to the world actually.
In such a situation too, when people try to rake up the most that they can for you, when you are on a journey, you would require the most amount of funds. You would make sure you are not short of money, you are not short of any kind of belongings. You want to have the most amount of wealth so that you don't have any difficulty in your journey. But such a long journey our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is getting prepared for, from Makkatul Makarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. But Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is still wanting to spend and make sure that I leave on a good note, Allahu Akbar. He makes sure that nothing wrong must go. He is prepared to give the money to purchase that camel.
Absolutely.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And you must know, even today's times, camels
Allahu
are not cheap. Camels are very expensive. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, unwillingly, he accepted this agreement or this condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They took some food with them, some provisions for the way. And this was prepared by Sayyida Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the sister of Sayyida Aisha Siddiq radiallahu anha, also the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. Because at that time, our mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiq radiallahu anha, was very small. She was little at that time.
Right.
Therefore, her sister Asma radiallahu anha prepared some food for the journey itself and some goods as well for the travel. Mm-hmm. Now, she placed this food in a carry case and she took her own belt that she used to wear. She made it in half. She fastened the case with one end, and the other end, she fastened the mouth of the leather bag, which she filled with water.
Okay.
Subhanallah. So, this was her role also.
So she divided her belt into two
parts. Yes, into two parts. Her own personal belt she had done this year. It was for this that she received the title actually. The possessor of two girdles.
Subhanallah.
And here Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam employed a disbeliever by the name of Abdullah bin Urayqiz. Because he was a master, a specialist in tracking. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam employed him as well to bring the two camels that of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to the cave of Thawr after 3 nights and thereafter returned home.
Okay.
I'm sure our dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, they must be thinking, wondering, just before the Hijrah, migration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. What was the circumstances and how it all began as well? Please, can you shed some light and enlighten us?
Actually, on that side, as you just mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being prepared and he's preparing Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the closest companion to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this journey. But on the other hand, his house was later surrounded by kuffar.
Okay.
The actual house was surrounded by kuffar as planned in the gathering of Darun Nadwa. As we discussed the meeting in the previous episode, that they had a meeting. And in that meeting, this was suggested that, Na'udhu Billah, Astaghfirullah, they want to kill our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Oh, yes.
Astaghfirullah.
This was promoted by
the Sheikh in the form of Shaitan.
Okay. From Najd.
From Najd, yes. He gave this mashwara that this is the only way we can finish Islam, astaghfirullah. This was the motive and the intention that they were firm on. So, as this was planned in the gathering of Darun Nadwa, who waited in the anticipation for Sayyidina Rasulullah ﷺ to fall asleep in order that they may attack and finally kill him. Astaghfirullah. The only other person in that house, the only other person in the house at that time was Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Karramullahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And so were the belongings of the kuffar of Makkah. Look, in spite of them being kuffar and enemies, but nevertheless they would trust, they would entrust Rasulullah ﷺ with their belongings. Yet they were enemies.
Open enemies, but they still trusted with their own good.
But they knew that our beloved Nabi ﷺ is Amin. Oh,
mashallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When it came to belongings and goods, they trusted our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is that Nabi that would never show injustice to anyone.
Ah.
Allahu Akbar. He will do insaf, he will do justice. So they trusted Rasulullah with their belongings. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu an, cover yourself with my green sheet and sleep on my bed. Allahu Akbar. And after I leave, return these belongings back to their owners from the Quraysh and migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. So, is chadar ke saath apni, is chadar se, is green chadar se, aap ode aur meri bistar par so jayen. Sleep on my bed, cover yourself with the sheet. And in the morning, remember, O Ali, now look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, Hazrat Ali is mentally prepared, you know what? They are searching for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they will come here. And on the other hand, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, O Ali, radiyallahu an, tomorrow morning, when you get up, return these belongings back to the Quraysh. And you also migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So here, if I may just add, imagine that these same people want to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, you know, their belongings, give it to them. And then he's waiting for the migration. Look at the true justice here. Although they want to assassinate him,
again,
but still give them their, whatever is their property belongs
Allah
to them.
Whatever belongs
Amazing.
To them, give it back to them. So, though Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu knew the plan of the kuffar and the apparent situation that they were in, he was nevertheless assured of his life by this command of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the command was, O Ali, sleep on my bed and cover yourself with the sheet. This was the command of Rasulullah. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu knew that no one would harm him. No one can kill him because my Nabi have already said that tomorrow I will migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Look at the ilmi ghaib of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Imam Ahl Sunnat Parvanay Shami'i Risalat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Ahmad Rida Fadl Barelvi radiallahu anhu said very beautifully, aur koi ghaib kya tumse nigah ho bhala, aur koi ghaib kya tumse nigah ho bhala, aur koi ghaib kya tumse nigah ho bhala, tumse nigah ho bhala, tumse nigah ho bhala, jab na khudai chupa tum pe karodo durood, jab na khudai chupa tum pe karodo durood. This was the ilmi ghaib of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he told Hazrat Ali radiallahu an that you will migrate to Madinatul Munawwara, so you shall return these belongings and continue with your journey. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned in other narrations as well, that when he was asked about his sleep, he says, that night I never slept more peaceful than that night in my life. Allahu Akbar, that was the most peaceful sleep of my life that I ever had. Mujhe bhi yaqeen hai. I also had yaqeen and belief that if my Nabi said, I will migrate to Medina, so I will migrate to Medina. He ordered me, which means I will see tomorrow's day. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So he said these very beautiful words proudly in the language of Arabic. He says, وَقَيْتُ بِنَفْسِي خَيْرًا مَنْ وَطِئَ التَّرَى وَمَنْ طَافَ بِالْبَيْتِ الْأَطِيقِ بِالْحِجْرُ. In other words, I risked my life for the greatest person walking on this earth.
none other than our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I risked my life for the greatest person walking on this earth, one more elevated than those that circle around the Kaaba and Hatim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Meaning, risking this life for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is greater than making tawaf of the Kaaba and Hatim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He recites in the next couplet very beautifully. He says, Rasulu ilahin خاف أن يمكروا به فنجاه ذو الطول الإله من المكر. Allahu Akbar. He says, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam feared the deceit of Makkah's kuffar, but was saved by Allah Azza wa Jal from their deception. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So after requesting Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to sleep on his bed, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then exited the house of, carrying a handful of sand in his hand. So as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took some sand in his hand and he recited some verses of Surah Yasin Sharif from the Holy Quran, and he made dam on the sand. He proceeded towards the kuffar and he placed little sands on their heads. Allahu Akbar. And by doing this, they became completely unaware that Rasulullah is amongst us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And for that moment, they were like blind. So therefore, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was unseen by this kuffar. They did not harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they didn't even have an idea that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came here and this is what he did. Allahu Akbar. And mere aqa hijrat farma rahe hain. My aqa is leaving. And he turns around and he looks at Makkatul Mukarram and he says, O city of Makkah, you are the most beloved city in the world to me. Hi, hi, hi. Had I not been driven out from you by my own people, I would choose nowhere else to reside. I wouldn't want to leave you. While walking, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu turned back to notice the footprints left behind. And he saw that the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured. Allahu Akbar. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I request you to come on my shoulders. It is the shoulders of Abu Bakr Siddiq which will be your transportation now. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu carried our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his shoulders. And as they walked, thorns and stones pierced the beloved feet of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They pierced his feet in this journey until finally they reached the cave of Thawr. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he went into Ghari Thawr and he then prepared that ghar. He cleaned that cave.
Shouldn't we also take a lesson from this? This is why we call Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu Ashiq Akbar, the greatest lover, the greatest devotee of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he did all this because he also took the pledge of allegiance that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my life, not just my wealth, but my life also will be sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah, and for the deen of Islam.
Subhanallah.
Now we in today's time, we must ask ourselves, as Muslims, what are we sacrificing for Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are we sacrificing for this deen? Are we also doing this, that we sacrifice our nafs, or are we obeying our nafs? Are we slaves of our nafs and we are enjoying our life, or are we slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we are obeying them? Are we obeying Allah and His Rasul, or are we obeying Shaitan and
Allah
his people?
Allah,
this we need to ask ourselves, because one day, very soon, we don't know when, Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death will come and seize us and take out the soul from our delicate bodies. Are we ready for that? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami International is providing facilities, providing activities for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters, even for youth, for youngsters, for children as well, by different classes and courses and activities to help us prepare actually, to help us to become a true ghulam, a true slave of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh, subhanallah, subhanallah. You know what a beautiful example you have given. And these are the things that we should implement in our lives, without any doubt. The Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he then entered the ghar,
And he prepared that ghar, that cave. He cleaned it. As mentioned in the narration, that there were holes on the walls of the cave. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he covered those holes with pieces of his clothes.
So he tore pieces of
his clothes to cover those holes.
Subhanallah.
Thinking that there could be something which is dangerous in these holes, which will harm our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore, apne kapde ko phaad phaad ke, corner ke jo holes the, jo surakh the, usko chupa liya. He covered those holes. Subhanallah. Mere aqa tashreef le aaye ghar ke andar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in the cave. And as Rasulullah came in the cave, he was tired. Mere Nabi thake hue the. He was tired with that long journey and with the preparation. Therefore, he placed his Mubarak head, his Mubarak sar, his Mubarak head on the lap of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Unfortunately, there was one hole which was left. Therefore, he placed his blessed heel on that hole. He placed his feet on that hole. And some narrations, it is mentioned that he placed his toe on that hole.
Uh-huh.
But as mentioned, he placed his feet on that hole to cover, taki koi muzir janwar agar ho andar, any kind of creature is there which will harm him. It would not harm Rasulullah, it will harm him first. Look at the companionship. Look at his love for Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallam. That I want to die, Rasulullah Sallam, for you. My life is for you. So he covered that hole with his feet. And there was a snake inside which wanted to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept on biting Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu
anhu.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was bitten several times by the snake. And eventually, when that pain developed intensively into his body, it formed tears in his eyes. Allahu Akbar. And when those tears flooded in the eyes of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, it could not bear the weight anymore. It dropped from his face. And it fell on the Mubarak cheeks of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bas rukhis Mustafa sallam par aansu Mubarak gire. Aur mere Nabi sallam apne Mubarak aankho ko khole. He opened his eyes and he asked, "Oh Abu Bakr, why are you crying? What is the matter? What had hurt you? What had brought tears to your eyes, oh Abu Bakr Siddiq?" Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq mentioned, "Ya Rasulullah, this is the problem. There is something here which has been biting me from a very long time." Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah then took his Mubarak saliva and he placed it around that part where Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was hurt. It is mentioned that as our beloved Nabi Sallallahu placed his Mubarak saliva, his Mubarak lu'abe dahan, onto that spot, onto that area where he was bitten, immediately, without any doubt, without any delay, Hazrat Abu Siddiq was cured. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And the mu'jiza of Nabi
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
MashaAllah.
Allahu Akbar. And then Hazrat Abu Siddiq radiallahu anhu had his young son, Hazrat Abdullah, sleeping at the entrance at night. He used to go to Mecca at the break of dawn and gather information of the kuffar, what plans they are making. And he used to return with that information back to the Holy Prophet at dusk. While Hazrat Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu anhu, the slave of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, would round up a few goats at the later part of night and take them to the cave where he used to milk his goats and give that milk in the court of Rasulullah
to drink.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah.
So this was...
Huzur, you mentioned about the blessed saliva of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just from this one incident only, that our beloved Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saliva itself is a cure, is medication actually. And this also proves that none of us, nobody can even say or even think that I am like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam anyway. Just, if we're taking just one aspect, just the saliva. Our saliva, Allah, I mean, if we spit it out, we won't even want to see it. Allah, I mean, the smell will be there and it's not a pretty sight as well. So here we're talking about the saliva of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is a cure for sicknesses as well.
Our Nabi is unique. And every aspect and everything about our Nabi is unique. Subhanallah. If we put our saliva in the food, no one will eat that food.
We ourselves won't eat it.
But Mary Nabi کہ یہ بات ہے, یہ کمال ہے, یہ معجزہ ہے کہ جس کھانے میں میرے نبی اپنا لعاب دہن ڈال دے وہ کھانا کبھی ختم ہی نہ ہو. سبحان اللہ, that food will have so much of barakah that hundreds and hundreds of people will eat from that food just by our Nabi placing his saliva in that. So many many mu'ajizas, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was cured by the very same saliva of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before their coming to the cave of Thawr, the kuffar who surrounded Rasulullah sallam's house for the entire night later entered during the morning to find none but Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. When they found Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, they let Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu go freely. They allowed him to leave and began thoroughly in search of Makkah, searching in Makkah for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallam, in the surrounding areas for Rasulullah sallam, and even reached the cave of Thawr in their effort.
Okay, so they did reach there.
They
okay.
did reach there. Now when they reached there, Allahu Akbar, on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded a spider to spin its web.
To spin its web okay.
around the mouth of the cave.
Oh, mashallah.
And a pigeon laid its eggs on that.
And the entrance of the cave.
Yes.
Okay.
So, on the entrance of the cave, there is a spider web. And on that web, there is a pigeon that laid its eggs. Allahu Akbar. Now the kuffar came so close. And they intended to go in the cave. But as they wished to go inside, amongst them they started to speak that, no, how would it be possible for Rasulullah ﷺ to enter the cave while the spider had spun its web here and the pigeon had laid its eggs here? It does not make sense, which means this thing is here for very long.
Mm-hmm. So they reached the cave, but they did not locate them.
They did not
because of these.
Locate them.
Okay.
No, they were in this waswasa. They were confused whether Rasulullah could be there or could he not be there. But they were more on this side of the opinion that he is not there because the spider had spun its web.
Yeah.
And the pigeon had laid its
eggs. Okay, okay.
But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu noticed that they have come so close that he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our enemies are so close to us that they'd see us just by looking at our feet. Itne qareeb aa chuke hain ki bas they would see our feet at any time. Allahu Akbar. As the Quran says in Surah Tawbah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, grieve not, no doubt, oh, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah Azza wa Jal is with us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are not alone.
Reassuring Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Reassuring Abu Siddiq. Ki hum akele yahan nahi hai. Allah Azza wa Jal is with us. So there is no need to grieve. There is no need to be in any kind of worries. No doubt Allah is with us. Subhanallah. And then Allah Azza wa Jal sent his tranquility to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which caused him to become absolutely fearless. Without any fear. And remember, this fear that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had, as the ulama mentioned, this fear was not for himself. It was not that kuffar bahar hain, toh mujhe jaan se maar denge. No, it was not for him. Agar apni jaan ki fikr hoti, if he feared about himself, then he would have not put his feet in that hole where the snake bit him. Uh-huh. Allahu Akbar. Agar khauf tha, agar dar tha, if he had fear, this fear was only that, ye kuffar, ye dushman, جو باہر کھڑے ہیں, اسلام اور اللہ کے رسول کے دشمن جو باہر کھڑے ہیں, they must not harm my beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, my beloved آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So he feared this, that they must not affect, and this is the محبت that he had for our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So much of محبت that look, from the very beginning he is with رسول اللہ علیہ وسلم and so close to رسول اللہ کہ میرے نبی نے اپنے پہلو میں ان کو سلایا ہے. سبحان اللہ. Today he is resting next to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. This was the love of حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ. And the second of the two climbed the mountain. He says in the couplet, وَثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ فِي الْغَارِ الْمُنِيفِ وَقَدْ طَافَ الْعُدُوَّ بِهِ إِذَا صَاعَدَ الْجَبَالِ جَبَلَا. Allahu Akbar. And the second of the two climbed the mountain to the elevated cave while his enemies searched for them. This is in the hadith. Allahu Akbar. وَكَانَ حِبَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ قَدْ عَلِمُوا
من الخلائق لم يعدل به بدلا. He is the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who likened none else to him, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, a reality known to by all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone, the world knew that this is the closeness of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So therefore, to conclude, I would just say that on Monday, the 1st of Rabiul Awwal, 4 days after, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally exited the cave of Thawr. They left that ghar and cave with Abdullah bin Urayqiz, employed by him as a guide. He was employed as a guide, arriving with 2 camels as agreed. This person,
those 2 camels of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu,
yes,
okay,
were brought, right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat upon one, while Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu an sat on the other one, both being led by Abdullah bin Urayqiz. Subhanallah. On one camel, my Nabi is sitting. On the other camel, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Amir bin Fuhaira is sitting. So, the 2 camels were led by Abdullah bin Urayqiz. As he walked ahead, they chose the lesser traveled route so that nobody will track them of the side and avoided the general path to Madinatul Munawwara. So this is how they continued with their journey.
Good planning, actually. Because if they were to take the normal pathway, then many will spot them. Then they will notify the disbelievers. But here, the strategy was to take the lesser travel path along the seaside, so then less people are there and less people will be able to be aware of their movements as well.
Yes.
And you know, the disbelievers, now obviously they are intensively, they are searching thoroughly, searching everywhere for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They had come to know that he had made hijrah, that he had migrated. And so they decided actually to place a bounty against the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they said, anybody who captures the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who arrests him and brings him back to Makkah al-Mukarramah, we will give them 100 camels.
Allah.
100 camels is a reward for capturing, for arresting Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And 100 camels is actually in value today, if you see. Just one camel today is a lot in value.
Allah.
Costs a lot. Imagine 100. Inshallah ta'ala, more information, and we will continue in the succeeding silsilas or episodes of this silsila, inshallah ta'ala. So dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, we are hopeful that you have gained some insight and some good information about the seerah of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Please do join us next time, where we will continue inshallah azza wa jal. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candid assembly of guides.